Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I hopped over to the kitchen to warm up a little food for myself.
Yeah.
And now the coworkers are talking about how Dr. Shaw says I'm gross.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad that you outed yourself. Mm. You are gross. I got like a million text messages after
that. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was like, that was awesome, and Blake is gross. I know.
Well, so the biggest takeaway, and it's because I shared a swab, and it was my idea. I totally own, and I also was the one to stick it in my nose second.
So yeah, this is not even on Tim. It's just you.
No, he was like, I'm not doing that. That's disgusting.
I thought about it.
Well, because we thought about using two different swabs and putting them in one test like they do with pool testing. But then, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to defend myself, I should just stop talking about it.
Yeah, just right. Makes it work.
Like, why am I?
It'll just drift away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to do Tell Us Something Good in a moment. And if you have some good news, what?
I shouldn't have said "oh crap" out loud.
Oh,
why?
Because I gotta post it.
Oh, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, sorry, I said out loud.
Tell Us Something Good, by the way, brought to you by Goodwin Chevy Mazda, 195 Pleasant Street in Brunswick. How can you be the good today? We love doing this. This is our favorite time of the week. We get to hear the good news, and especially now, it's helpful to hear good stories. You know, even if it's someone else's news, it can lift you up a little bit.
Mm.
So 79 Coast, if you want to tell us something good, 792-6278. Hold on, I got to find the right clip here for this. Here we go. Who's got a birthday today?
Well, his name is Joe McKenna.
Happy birthday to you.
And he's my dad.
Happy birthday.
And he turned on Sunday.
That's a big one.
You got a big party?
Well, no. Unfortunately, no. We're all going to take tests before we see each other.
Right.
We're going to go out to dinner and have some ice cream cake and have some Italian food. So yeah,
that sounds darn good.
It's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Happy 70th.
Yeah.
Happy 70, Mr. Kelly.
Happy birthday to you. You're so young.
Happy birthday!
Get some!
Get some! Ew!
Oh, God.
Oh, my
what?
God.
It's Kelly's parents.
So gross.
70th.
I know.
It's a big one.
Birthday sex.
Okay.
Oh,
stop it.
You're
God!
The what? You're talking about me.
Go, girlfriend! It's your birthday!
Okay, I was like, play something else.
Oh, gross.
Happy birthday, Mr. McKenna!
Happy birthday all the way.
Oh, man. Well, he listens to the show like every day, right?
He not only listens to the show every day, if he misses a show, he listens to the podcast. When my parents, if the electricity goes out, they then re-listen to all the podcasts. They are the most supportive.
He complains when we're on vacation.
Hates it. But then he'll say, you know, you need some more vacation, Kelly. And then he'll be like, oh, what am I going to do on Monday? You guys aren't on.
My day's wide open now.
Yeah. So he's the best. He looks like Kenny Rogers. You probably have seen him if you go to any of my shows
when I'm singing. Yeah.
He's Kenny Rogers. He cries at every show every time I sing. Yeah. He's just the best dad. So happy birthday, Dad.
He's like me. He's a crier.
Big crier.
Yeah. All right. Tell us something good. 79 Coast. And happy birthday, Mr. McKenna.
Listen, you crazy lunatic 70-year-old man, baby.
Go show it's your birthday.
He's amazing.
We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Awesome.
You crazy 70-year-old man, baby.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Listen, you crazy lunatic 70-year-old man, baby.
Oh, my God. Big 7-0.
Ew.
So my good news is what?
I just can't believe Todd said get some, and then you like so gross.
Yeah, we're a good little team.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
Sorry, Mom.
So it is. Yeah, sorry. We're not going to harp on it.
No, thank God.
So this is crazy. So my condo was for sale. And this is the condo where I lived with Kyle, my partner, who passed away. It's where I was living, you know, when he died a few years ago. Almost 3 years ago. It's crazy. Yeah. And then after that, it was where quarantine began. And it's where I spent, you know, a lot of time at the beginning of COVID, you know, single. And then I met Tim, and that's where our relationship started. We met the kids. And, you know, so there's so much wrapped up into this space.
Yeah.
And I haven't been living there for a while because we moved to another place, but I still owned it and was renting it out and everything. So, it, you know, slowly started not to feel like my own, but it's really hard to let go of, you know. But it just made sense to sell it. It was a pain in the ass to keep, and I don't like the idea of being a landlord. And
it's hard.
Some people can make money off of that. Not me. Somehow, I don't think I made any money.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Now's the time. The market's good. It's time to move to close that chapter, you know, but it's a hard chapter to close. And I think if you've been through, you know, loss or anything, maybe you understand this, that with each chapter that closes of that person, you start to wonder how many more chapters in this book are there, you know?
Yeah.
And this is really one of the last big ones, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been hard to think about, you know, letting it go. And then, but it's also special for positive reasons too, because it's where my relationship with Tim began.
Yep.
You know, so there's just so much wrapped into it. And I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to make a business decision. You know, it's going to be hard, but I can't hold on to it or sell it to someone just because I know them and I like them.
No.
You know, in a way that doesn't make sense.
No way.
So we had a few offers, and I don't want to jinx anything because, you know, the keys haven't been handed over yet, you know, but the people who are in theory under contract are incredible.
Awesome.
And know people, you know, who have spent time there and everything. One of the guys is like a radio producer or something.
What?
Yeah, they're going to keep this graffiti bathroom thing. They're all excited about that. That was something that Kyle and I did. It could not have, you know. And there are a lot of offers. You know, luckily they made a good offer, so it's not a stupid thing for me to do either.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd be able to get both, where it's an offer that's reasonable, but it also makes sense for the emotional side too.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, connect with them.
Yeah, and it's like, how does that happen? You know, it's one of those things people always say to me, like, God, you know, you lost your dad, you lost your partner. Like, how do you go through? You must feel like the most unlucky person. But then stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yep.
So I feel very lucky. Anyway, that's my good news. What's yours?
Tell me something good.
7-9 Coast. Do you have a 70-year-old man baby to wish happy birthday to?
Oh, my God. Move on. I don't know what else is going to come out of your mouth.
You can think of a few things.
No!
Yeah.
He gets it. He gets it.
Wow.
No, he gets a happy birthday. Oh, God.
Well, Kelly, what are we supposed to?
Why did you say that?
No,
that
was, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is a terrible choice of words.
Okay, stop. Now I'm getting grossed out. It's not even my dad. All right, 7-9 Coast, tell us something good. 792-6278. And as far as the weather goes, well, I guess it's a mix of good and bad.
It's a lot of bad, dude.
Not a whole lot really good. Trying to find the silver lining.
Funny.
I'm sorry.
It's not good
at
all.
How about this? Today isn't terrible.